Utah lawmakers took a step Tuesday towards organizing a constitutional convention of states, but not everyone thinks it's a good idea. KUBR's Judy Faze reports.
Republican Ken Ivory represents South Jordan in the Utah House, and he's known for long and lofty speeches about how he thinks the federal government's gone rogue. He's revived a measure from last year that urges the states to get together to fix the U.S. Constitution. Representatives from the states would discuss amendments to force fiscal restraint on the federal government, to rein in federal overreach, and to set term limits for members of Congress and federal officials. Ivory said his resolution lets states set the agenda for change.
It does three things that allows us to fix the system, this unique, beautiful system that allocated and distributed power and checks and balances among state and national government, and then within the three branches of the federal government. That system is broken.
Everyone who spoke about the measure praised the Constitution, but some worried aloud about the risks of tampering with the nation's guiding principles. Salt Lake City Democratic Representative Sandra Hollins joined members of both parties in voting no. She said she fears for minorities and the poor because of the nation's current political climate.
I'm afraid that their voice will not be heard. It would be once again people, the rich and the powerful, who will be sitting at the table making these decisions without everybody's voice being heard.
Ivory's non-binding resolution failed the House last year, but on Tuesday, his colleagues voted 41-33 to send the measure over to the Senate for its review. Judy Faze, KUER News.